let's real talk. Masks, they're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it.
So that ridiculous Paul Rudd video has become one of my favorite things in the entire world.
Where the hell did you find that?
I don't know.
We watched it.
I don't know how or where I found it, though. But it's him talking about how cool masks are.
What up, Dez?
Maybe
Paul
you
Rudd
just
here,
showed it to
actor
me.
And certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks. Because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks, they're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it. Bad check. Yes, Bad queens check. Like ourselves. We wanna go to bars, we wanna drink, hook up, do our TikToks. I get it. I'm not gonna preach at you like some celebrity. Ugh. This is a combo. Where I talk, and you shut up and wear your mask. Hello? Oh, hi, Billie Eilish. What's that? You're wearing your mask? Man, I wanna stan you. You're so my bae. Yo, listen, hype beasts. Masks protect you and your dank squad, because caring about other people is the new not caring about other people. Now that's thick.
Anyways. More and more. It goes on for 2.5 minutes there.
Jesus.
It's very funny. And I just noticed here the comments are turned off, so it must not be going too well in this video. It was released 2 days ago, so we got it when it first came out, Caitlin.
Huh.
I like Paul Rudd. I don't care. Having a discussion about masks right now is not what we should do. So.
And this is Casually Lit. I'm Rhodey.
I'm Caitlin. Whoa.
Good job.
Ha! I screwed that up. You're welcome.
No, you did good. I messed it up. I'm sorry, Caitlin. I got in your
Get off my toes, dude.
Got in your limelight. Stole your
Quit
area.
Being such a hype beast.
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to steal all the words that he said. Slide that into your DMs and your Twitch, whatever.
What did he say? I want to stan you.
Yeah.
I'm standing you.
Yeah, well, you're my bae.
I'm a stan.
Someone took
I'm too old for this.
Someone took the stan from Eminem. So you know how Stan was like his big fan and stalked him all that? They took that and made it into an actual
I know what it means. I hear it on TikTok all the time. I know.
Well, I apologize for trying to explain it to you.
I'm younger than you, okay?
That doesn't mean anything. Okay, so we're starting off with this ingenious beer that Rhodey was so kind enough to share with us. It is freaking delicious. It's a New England IPA. It is titled Made in Texas, right?
Yep.
Why is the elephant there then?
Because there used to be wild elephants roaming the Texas plains.
Isn't there an elephant, like an elephant sanctuary in Texas?
That's what the Indians used to eat, right? No, that's buffalo. Just
oh my God.
It's all jokes.
I'm going to need to step out of the room.
This triple dry hopped IPA drips with notes of melon and stone fruit thanks to loads of Motueka. Motueka?
Sure.
And Mosaic.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like an African hop.
There we go. That would make sense. And pairs well with guns, oil, and brisket. Jesus Christ, Texas. Yeah, it's Texas.
It's dankier than most hazy IPAs.
Yeah, it's not very juicy. Agreed. It's almost like old school IPA.
I like it, though. It's pretty good.
Of course we do. We love it. It's very good. Sign me up for that. Caitlin, I'm sure you love it.
Oh, yeah. It looks delicious.
I guess I could talk about the song that I was playing, too. This is some of Mike Shinoda's stuff.
I thought this was from a video game.
He just made all these songs during quarantine, and then now he's putting out albums. And I read on here someone saying, I'm going to use this for a video. And Mike Shinoda was like, go for it. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to play it on the podcast then. So apparently he doesn't care. I mean, how much money is he making off these beats that take him less than a day to make? What a genius. I don't really listen to his blank beats as much as I would his actual album if he would do one of those instead, but yeah, it is what it is, I guess. I like his music. Like his music with his lyrics. We'll listen to another one here. I've never heard this one. This one's called King Paprika.
Volume 2?
Yeah, it's, he did 3 different volumes to the CDs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could literally get on with him. I don't know what time he started, like 8 or 9 in the morning. He would do like a 4-hour stream and make the entire song with everybody watching and hanging out with him.
Hmm.
And he would answer questions while he was doing it. And then he'd ask like, hey, what do you guys think of this? And he'd change that or whatever.
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah, no, he's doing great. He's got 719,000 subscribers.
You know what else is cool?
No idea.
Tattoos.
What?
You getting a tattoo?
I am not. But you know who did?
Who?
Zeke Elliott.
Do we really? What did he get tattooed?
He got Feed Me tattooed on his belly.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you didn't see after he scored that touchdown, he lifted up his jersey. There was a big Feed Me.
I did not watch the Cowboys game. What an idiot.
His mom's not a fan, by the way.
Of the tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Why? Yeah, I noticed when he ran the ball for the first time and he got a first down, he started doing that. And one of the Rams, like, knocked his hand away. It was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, he looks kind of fat there. This picture makes him look fat.
Oh, that looks so bad.
Yeah,
you can barely even tell what it says.
Does that say food?
It says feed.
Yeah, feed up at the top, and then me is at the bottom, underneath the belly button.
So it's right above his junk.
Okay, so why would you choose it to be a black cloud with, like, whited out letters?
Because he's Ezekiel.
That makes sense. Why wouldn't you just do letters? Oh, that looks so bad. Like it was done in the back bedroom of an apartment.
I promise you it was. Oh, it looks better here. That looks better. That looks much better. This is a much better picture.
Okay, that... Still, I mean, it doesn't look much better. It looks better, though.
I still hate it, but it looks a lot better.
I'm still wondering, like, being right above your junk, feed me.
And right there on your belly button.
Yeah, that would have took some time there because the shading.
This is what happens when you have too much time in quarantine.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go get this tattoo done. But he already had the virus. He's whatever it's called. He's immune for life. That's what everybody thinks.
Maybe. Supposedly.
Never get it again. Because I've never gotten the flu twice. It's never happened. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, if that's the case, someone come infect me because I'm just ready to be over with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hook you up.
I work in an elementary school.
I did see one of the funniest videos was this cop that rolled up on a frat that was having one of those COVID parties and busted them all and gave them all some pretty hefty tickets.
Wait, people are having COVID parties?
Yes.
Like yeah. Where they're trying to infect each other?
We talked about this on this podcast with you on it.
Oh, well, obviously I don't remember.
Yeah, frat kids or colleges were like, hey, let's have a COVID party and no one knows who's infected and we all just hang out.
The one that looks like shit in the corner dying.
No, there's people that aren't bunch of younger kids.
Asymptomatic,
yeah.
I know.
Younger kids don't even have symptoms. This is seriously a dank beer.
Yeah. Woo!
Okay, what does that mean?
What does it mean? Smell this. You'll get it immediately. Smell that.
So it should smell kind of like marijuana?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Marijuana.
I don't know what that smells like.
Mm-hmm.
Dank. That's what it smells like. D-A-N-K. There he is doing the feed me symbol. But yeah, Cowboys lost. Giants lost.
Also my favorite beer from Cedar Creek. Dankosaurus.
All football teams lost.
That just looks like you poured a bunch of stuff in a glass and fed it to someone.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You know, like that thing you made, Bray.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Don't know what you're talking about.
This is not what it looked like.
No. I mean, that type of thing. It just does it not look like a beer. It doesn't look like a juice. I guess it kind of looks like maybe apple cider.
What Bray drank had more texture.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the coffee Chris drank and then threw up all over my apartment floor.
Yeah, that was gross.
God.
What?
Is that guy dead?
What guy?
Chris.
Yeah, he is gone.
Okay.
It's COVID. No. Yeah, I really don't know. We should probably reach out to him and be like, hey, bro. He comments in the group and meet occasionally.
Had any more hip surgeries or?
No, we need to. I didn't watch the South Park trailer. It came out, but I didn't watch it.
That's probably going to be pretty good.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, I didn't get to. I was in a case.
Yep. Nope. I didn't watch it.
But I can already tell what side Randy Marsh is going to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
No quarantining for him.
Nope.
Yeah, he's going to be like,
come on, bro. I thought this was America.
Goddamn government. Yeah, I'm gonna be very excited to watch South Park again. I cannot believe it's still going on, and I'm fine with it.
I was just about to say that. Like, I can't believe that that show is still allowed to be aired.
No?
With how offended everybody is nowadays, yeah.
You're offended by South Park?
I am not.
Why not?
I'm not offended by many things, really.
Yeah, everybody needs to quit being offended by everything.
I do like that the lyrics in that song. That says,
WAP?
We grew up on South Park. How is everybody offended?
Oh.
Yeah, no. It was the other song that we watched by McDonald, whatever his name is. Not Norm McDonald.
Tom McDonald?
That's it.
Yeah, that's his lyrics.
Yes, it is. Yeah. No one's taking that away from you. You are correct.
I've listened to it a lot of times.
Have you?
Yeah, I actually really like that song.
Sounds just like Eminem. It's actually like Eminem's first CD. He took that. It sounds like he took that style and just ran with it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how we're going to have a major sports team in the championship game coming up?
The Stars?
Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling somebody about Pantera. I was like, hey, I haven't listened to Dallas Stars since when they won last time. And then that was like, what was that, 99, 2000? It's like, yeah. This song was so silly.
Fuck off. That was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It was. Couldn't turn on 97.1 without hearing it. And then when you go to the games, they still play it, which they should. Dallas Stars. Yeah, no, hockey team. Wow.
So they're like in the last round of their.
They're in the championship.
If they win, they get the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
They don't know who they're playing yet, though, do they?
They do not.
Either
so who's
Tampa Bay or New York?
Who's in the basketball finals?
Nobody.
So far.
Well, it's the Lakers, Nuggets, and then the stupid Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
You said that wrong.
No, I did not. Oh, yeah, I guess the Heat aren't as stupid as the Celtics.
No. Boston.
Boston. The weird part is about that, though. I was thinking about this. 10 years ago was 2010, and it's crazy to think that that was when the Lakers beat the Celtics.
Jesus.
10 years ago for the last championship that they won?
I think so. I was like, this cannot be right.
Dallas Stars have been in the Stanley Cup for 20 years.
I did not realize that that's who they beat the last time they won.
It was. Look at this. So it kind of... I was just thinking about it because we watched that game together, me and Rhodey. Rhodey was wearing Wayne's Celtics jersey, and then Wayne passed away shortly after this game, after that final, June to December. And I was like, just mind-numb it, like exactly 10 years later, the Lakers and the Celtics could end up playing again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoo, it gave me like chills today. It was weird. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, it definitely is. I did not realize that that's who they played for that championship. Is that the game that we went and watched at that random bar on Camp Bowie?
One of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the games. There's seven.
It was like an oyster bar or something like that. It was very random.
Yep.
But there, it was a place that was playing it. And yeah. It was cool.
Nope. Yeah, and it's just thinking about it, I'm like, wow, the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's just crazy that they're almost there. I'm so excited. I got to beat the Nuggets now. Clippers lost. That was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, well, and it would be a cool thing for them to win this year with everything that has happened.
For who?
The Lakers to win this year.
Yeah, for who?
Because
who?
Kobe died.
Yeah. See, you got
to
say that.
I mean, I was trying to be like polite about it.
There's no being polite. Kobe died in a terrible...
Kobe and his daughter died, so it would be great if the Lakers won.
When you say it like that, it's terrible. You can say, due to the tragic passing of Kobe, it would be awesome for the Lakers to win.
Really?
Lots of circumstances. And I was laughing, though, just because the whole bubble thing and just being in the bubble, and it's the NBA is going to...
I'm not going to lie. I think that's pretty cool, and they should do that like every year for the whole season.
Be in a bubble?
Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
So Daniel House can bang the testers?
Yeah, right. Do you think that they have played better or worse since being in the bubble?
Some people played better, some have played worse. But they're also not getting a true testament of what basketball is about.
Traveling?
No. Well, they're not getting that. They're not getting... Can you imagine just shooting a shot in a gym and then shooting a shot in a gym with one... With
okay, well,
20,000 people yelling at you?
I think that, yes, they should still be... There should be fans, like, at the games. I think that that should happen. But I do think it would be cool if they all just went to one area, played their whole season... And we're like kind of not secluded, but kind of secluded from everyone, because then they're, I feel like they're less distracted and their head is in the game. And I don't know. I've slept through most of the games you've watched this year, so like, I'm not really sure, but I think that would be the idea.
I'm really curious where this your analyzation is coming from.
Well, I'm trying to hold this show up, so.
Oh, dang.
Broad shoulders.
What are we doing here?
No, I do think that it would be... I don't know. I just think it's a cool idea.
So it would be like Britney Spears when she stayed in Vegas and you had to go to Vegas to see her play?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you would have to go to L.A. Well, I guess not if they came to Dallas to see them play.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they come to Dallas twice a year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you're way off.
I'm just saying it would be cool.
No, it would not be cool.
You know what's going to be cool? The World Series is probably going to be in Arlington.
It already is.
Really?
Yeah, there's
more than likely.
Probably.
I'm ready to see that indoor stadium.
And I think that's kind of funny because it's I have a buddy that's a Cubs fan, and they're going to be close to. They have a chance to make it, and I'm like, how terrible would it be for the World Series to be an arm's throw away with the Cubs, and you can't go,
right?
Because of COVID-19.
No fans.
Although no, they are hoping that they will get fans in the championship series and the World Series.
Huh.
Well, that's just gonna piss me off that the first actual baseball game played in our stadium is not gonna be a Ranger game.
Right.
That's a typical Ranger thing to do.
Yep.
Fuck Rangers. God damn it.
I mean, this Sunday supposedly there's gonna be upwards of 20,000 people in the Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah.
For the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because he got the go-ahead for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I mean...
He still says breweries and restaurants can't have people.
Yeah, I don't get that.
He's full of crap.
If all the kids can go back to school, then everybody should be able to just do whatever the F they want. Like, literally.
Yeah, this is going to turn into a COVID rant.
I said get me started.
I'm going to get freaking pissed, dude, for real, if... Like, they better, that last Rangers home game, they better let fans in.
Okay, so are they close to the World Series? Is that?
Yeah.
I thought that baseball just started back.
It did. They're only playing 60 games.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, we're, why would I know that? Within the last 2 weeks, right?
You should know that because I've talked about it. That's why.
Literally, I have way more things to remember than just about baseball that we don't watch.
Ooh. Exactly. You hate it. No,
I don't hate it. It's just less important in my brain, so it gets pushed out.
Does that not bother you at all, Rhodey? Does that not irritate you if the first actual baseball game with fans is not a Rangers game? Does that bug you at all?
Maybe the Rangers will make it.
Our stadium will be cursed. We'll have the Wrigley Field curse like the Cubs.
We'll just switch back to the other one. We can play half the games at Globe Life Field and then half the games at Globe Life Park.
Should not have poured this whole thing. That is a terrible beer.
It seems a little old, but that may also be because of the grape juice.
Well, it says Best Buy September 22nd. I mean, that's
pretty old.
I should have looked at the date.
Yeah, that's September one bad part about happened. 6 Point. They do the Best Buy instead of the Born On.
I messed it up.
So I wonder how long.
3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be pretty old then.
Like, I didn't even rate it. I was like, this probably tastes different than what they wanted it to.
It's not bad. If you chug it, it's really not bad.
If I don't taste it at all, it's really good.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a 6 Point Brewing Spritzer Bomb.
Spritzer Bomb.
Let's see if they have a phone number on the back of this. They do not. I'm going to let
Spritzer Bomb,
the wine connoisseur, tell you about the back of it.
Read it, wine connoisseur.
It's a beautiful thing when brewers can get together. Wait. Oh, hazy IPA with Sauvignon Blanc grape juice.
Yep. That may be the sweetness. Some of it.
All right, let's go back to shitting on the Rangers.
I mean, I don't drink Sauvignon Blancs, but I don't think that they're supposed to be very sweet.
No.
I could be wrong because it's not a wine that I drink, but don't come at me. I don't bro. Think it, they are.
You have to say, don't come at me, bro.
Actually, it's don't come at me in my DMs.
Stay out of my DMs.
I guess, maybe.
When you post a thirsty picture of you in the bathtub, stay out of my DMs.
What does thirsty mean?
We talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, is that when you're like wanting comments and all of that? Yeah. Okay.
When you want people to do it.
Yeah, when you want that genitalia.
when you put feed me above your genitalia.
That's true.
Whoa, good job, Ezekiel Elliott.
See, that would make more sense if he had a vagina.
It or, would. It would. I see what you're going to.
Or
would.
If he had a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, gross.
Yeah. So right now the Rangers, of course, they're not going to make the playoffs, which is terrible. But the Dodgers clinched today.
Did they?
Yeah. How exciting.
All we can hope for is like a top three pick at this point.
The Yankees are number five. We're in first place to get the first pick right now, bro.
Still?
Yeah.
I don't know. We won a couple of games.
Oh, no. That would make me sad. God, the Rangers make me so sad. I don't want the... anyways. Yeah, the Rangers. That would... that's just so frustrating. That would make me really sad. I would really be sad if the first baseball game... Yeah, we're in second place, bro, to get the second pick right now.
Mm.
We got to lose three more games. Pittsburgh.
We can do it.
How the heck is Boston only 18-31? What happened to Boston?
They got old real quick.
Okay. Pittsburgh, really bad. Why does Houston have this big forfeited by?
Because whoever did Tankathon is an asshole. That's justifiably.
Hilarious. That is hilarious. Forfeited. Oh, wait. No, they lost their first round. That's right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they lost their draft picks. Yeah. I don't know how many they lost. It wasn't enough, but they lost some draft picks. So, take that. Welcome to Jason, Rhody, and Caitlin's Sports Hour. Yeah. It's going to be crazy, though. The Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA, and the World Series could all be going on pretty close at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is pretty cool.
Imagine all the networks right now, like, scrambling. Like, you know there's meetings. They're all throwing papers everywhere, and people are yelling.
Who are we going to put on?
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they were all on the same weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And all your fall TV that's coming out right now, they're like, we don't want to play the new episode of this. There's a playoff game over here. It's like, well, because normally the, you know, it doesn't clash.
Right.
But whatever.
Whatevs.
Take that. A lot of TV shows are canceled or installing anyways. So, I don't know. I don't know if we talked about it in here, but we found out that, guess we'll move into entertainment. I need to make some drops and segments and stuff, but we found out that Anna Faris is leaving Mom. It's like...
The whole show is about her. Like, I don't...
To do what?
Nothing. She's going to work on other things.
Didn't she just get divorced?
Oh, like 2 years ago.
Oh, I thought that was way more recently.
Nope. Pratt's already remarried to Schwarzenegger, which is creepy.
Yeah, they had a baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you get over it.
That sucks.
You want to get over a divorce? Get remarried, have a baby within 3 years of the divorce.
Yeah.
Then you'll be fine.
It's
Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, I think that they kind of like started gearing that show more towards the... Gemitella or whatever her name is. I don't know her name.
Oh. What?
That's not even her, is it?
No.
That is a character off of Sands of Anarchy.
No, it's not the same actress, though, is it?
No.
I immediately regretted saying that.
I can't believe you did.
Anyways, whatever that lady's name is.
Allison Janney?
That's basically the same person as Gemitella.
No,
oh, my God.
Close.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Put it in there. Versus
nope.
Gemma Teller.
Nope.
Yeah.
Versus? Are they going to fight?
Yeah, so they've kind of been gearing that show towards her more anyways, but yeah.
Yep. But yeah,
entertainment.
I don't know. She's leaving Mom and they're going to keep going. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just going to yell and say everything's stupid today.
We stopped watching American Horror Story.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all
so,
couldn't finish it?
No. So we got to that circus series and just watched like three episodes
too
in
much.
One night and then never went back to watch it again. It was just like
dang. Too much.
That one, I mean, I know that each season is different and we should probably pick it up back up, but
nope.
No. We started Yellowstone, this season of Yellowstone, two nights ago or something.
Have y'all watched the first two seasons?
Yeah.
Is it pretty
good? I
love
that show, yeah. Although it makes me want to go move to Montana and be a rancher. Every time that we watch the show, I'm like, dang it.
Kaylin, I would like for you to do just 7 straight days of real ranch work.
Okay.
You will quit.
Take me somewhere and I will do it.
That dream will go away so
but
fast.
If I make it through 7 days, then we have to move to Montana and
no,
be
don't.
On a ranch.
No, we don't.
If I can make it through 7 days of ranching, then yes.
I don't think you know what
that's
it's like.
That's the deal.
Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, mow 100 acres.
Why would
move
I get up
cattle.
At 4 o'clock?
Wasn't that in your vows?
You have to.
Like Jason said that if he couldn't get a pizza delivered or if there was not internet access, then... The way he was moving.
Then he's
there.
Not moving. No, I just know that about him.
Hell yeah, dude.
Can you anytime imagine? Someone says something about moving back to Weatherford or to the country or something, I say, I couldn't pay Jason to move out there.
Make your own pizza, Jason.
We can do
it's easy.
We can do one of those marriages where you have two houses.
Just no internet. We don't need it. That's, say that, but I would go crazy.
Yeah. You spend more time on the internet than I do.
Okay, but like we could still live in a place that like is on the edge. You get the best of both worlds, pizza and good internet, and live in the country.
No.
There has to be a place in the world.
No.
Prosper.
Prosper, Texas.
Although that will shortly change, and it won't be country at all.
That's what happens to a lot of them. I mean, the old ranch that I grew up on there, it's now a whatever neighborhood. What are those things called?
Subdivision.
Yep. Subdivision.
No shit. There's a subdivision out there now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What?
They bought the 100 acres, mapped it out, and built all the houses and sold them all.
It's what? like a, it has a stable where you can keep your horses and all that stuff. And yeah, it is a subdivision though.
Probably not anymore. That'd be scary. They probably tore it down.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So sad, Rhodey.
It is. The ranch was nice. I don't even really want that. I want like an acre to an acre and a half.
I'm masturbated in so many places on that land.
That's disturbing.
Whoa. Do you...
I'm mostly joking.
Do you?
I'm mostly joking. That's, yeah, no.
The first thought that came to my mind was whenever Andy tells Charles Minor, do you want to still have said that? And he's like, I want to have not have said that.
But I still feel like you need to know it.
So yeah, you can't see. So you can only see right here where they built the roads.
Mm-hmm.
See the roads for the subdivision?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, so...
There's my old trailer. There's my old barn. I helped build half of that barn.
Damn,
damn it.
That is nuts.
So where is the actual road that before those other roads were there?
Right here. Right to the house. Right there.
That's where you would turn in off of, mm-hmm. right to the left.
Yeah, they just widened it.
Yeah, they already built this. That was not there. There's a house right there.
That's probably the show house.
Was not there anymore.
So then if you scroll out, how much of it was yours? Y'all's. I never saw the entire thing. This,
you can see the square. 100 acres.
Even the little bit of it that I saw, it was like, it's just very peaceful.
Peaceful?
But, I mean, we went out there on holidays and, well, you lived out there when we first started dating, so.
Yeah, I lived over.
But it's not ever anything I had to take care of.
The horse ring's
still
out there.
Is that a tank? Did y'all have a tank out there?
We had two of them. One.
What the heck?
Two.
How did I not even know that?
There. I don't know.
You're not a country person, though.
Tanks are gross. Oh, there's another house. Yeah, so there. Look at that one already there. With
that's
people
a
living
huge
in it.
House.
And dang. I bet all these neighbors are full pissed. Like this yoga ranch, they're probably like, "What the fuck?" And Dad said that too. He's like, "People are gonna be mad because they sold to a development company instead of like a person."
What? I mean, it is what it is.
They got a good offer.
I mean, eventually, all that stuff's gonna be developed anyways.
Yeah, kind of like my sister. She lives out in. I don't know where in
Springton.
Yeah, Springtown, and they live out in the country, but they each have like an acre of land. But it's a neighborhood. I mean, it's just a neighborhood, basically. You just have a huge yard,
right?
Essentially, and they all have shops and whatever else.
Yeah, they're all exactly the same. It's kind of hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Different model house, and then they all built a shop to go along with it because the shop didn't come with the house.
crazy.
Not a shop guy. No.
Give me an acre to an acre and a half and I'm fine.
Well, start saving your money. I don't know how many times I'll tell you that. Just
I'll
save
even
your money.
Mow the yard.
Is this save your money? You can have whatever you want.
I'll sell you 5 acres.
Ooh.
Where?
In Thorn.
Thorny.
Peaster.
Jason would never, literally never move back to Peaster.
Jason,
that would never happen in his lifetime.
You can move in next to my sister.
Yeah. Would you really send your daughter back to Peaster? Would you do that, Rhodey?
Man, I don't know.
No, I'd still be driving to where I work.
Your horror stories about stuff that happens in those bigger high schools, I don't know. It's tough.
It's the same way both ways, man.
Yeah.
The littler high school was, it's much easier to be made fun of and bullied and outcasted.
I mean, your wife went to a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
So did we. Rhodey went to Peaster with me.
You know that horror story, so.
I am drinking the Spindletap Brewery, draped. Is that an A? Is that supposed to be an A?
That is.
Yes,
I hope an A.
I don't read whatever font that is.
Draped up. That little point in line.
Draped up.
That makes it an A.
Yeah. Is this your font? Is this what you? Is that how you do it?
No, but I can tell it's not an O.
Try to insult my intelligence because I don't give a crap about this font. Good one, Caitlin. You got me.
What kind of beer is that?
It's one that you won't know what it is. I'll just tell Rhodey, hey, Rhodey, this is an IPA.
Oh.
As if you didn't know already.
Man, take that. I wonder what that is.
Draped up IPA from Spindletap Brewery. Tastes good.
Whether it was an A or an O, the name still doesn't make sense.
Draped up? Is there a story behind draped up? It looks like a tap.
It kind of looks like a
old school
curtain.
It's a hop curtain.
Oh, now it all makes sense. I gotcha. Draped in hops. So there better be a crap ton of hops in here. 6.5% alcohol volume. There's not much information on this can, though.
There's not, but I like it.
Oh, it's good. Did you get it from the brewery or no?
No. That place you still need to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Fueled Up Mart.
You actually haven't gone down south in a while to hit up some breweries.
No, I actually went to Temple this morning, but everything that was around me was closed at that point.
Is there anything out in Temple?
Salado has a brewery. I think Temple may have one now, but Waco is.
Oh,
like coming back
through. Forget that Temple's right by. Yeah.
There's a Pine House Pizza in Burnett.
That's what I was trying to. What I was gonna say, Round Rock's not close, is it?
No.
They have a newer one that's about to open, and I can't remember where it's going to be, and I was hoping I could Google it, because we're just talking about new Pine House. It's closer to here. I just can't remember. Should have wrote it down. But, yeah, there's a new location for Pine House Pizza. Pretty stoked about that. I think it's close enough that I could go to it, without going to Austin, of course.
Waco?
Maybe. There's nothing wrong with going to Austin, just have to find a babysitter and do all that business. Get a hotel. Round Rock, South Lamar, Austin, Burnett. Yeah, it's Little Elm. Pint House, Little Elm.
Oh, Jesus. Little Elm is super north.
Yeah, that's not called Pint House Pizza, though. That's just Pint House. Yeah, the new location. They don't even have Facebook yet.
What is a Pint House Pizza?
It's amazing.
One of the best. Yeah.
Pizza's really good. They have other items you can buy for, like, food-wise. Mm-hmm. And then the beer's usually pretty on point.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
The closest one is in Round Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Austin.
That's the one that I went to.
Ah.
And it is phenomenal. It's one of those legends, too. I bet if you're in California, I bet Pine House Pizza is kind of similar to Pliny the Elder. I wonder, like, I would love to be in California and hear of the legends that have come from Texas.
It's all about pickle beer.
Like maybe. So. I'm done. I quit. That's it, Rhodey. I quit. I bet you're right. It's probably like, I hear you guys have that Dunkaroo beer. Get the shut up. It's like nothing about Velvet Hammer. Nothing about, you know, that red velvet.
Hey, what you know about them cheesy boys?
Ah, God damn it. Yeah, you're probably completely right, too. Go to California all excited, ready to toot the horn of Petacolas and Division and all this stuff. And they're like, You guys have that Dunkaboo, fiery Cheetos. We need to have a segment like we do. We need to have a segment that's just like, what's Martin House up to this week? Like in a real sad, slow voice. What the fuck are these guys up to this week?
I did get that 40 Burgers beer, Mr. 40 Burgers.
Was it made with 40 burgers?
No, it was a hazy pale ale. It wasn't bad.
Made by who? Oh, by Martin House?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, they re-released the Hefeweizen. Watch
this
out.
This was the last one they put out, which was pretty funny.
What is it?
Limoncello.
Limoncello?
So when I read it, because I read beer inspired by the delicious lemon liqueur. So I thought it was lemon liqueur, but it's not. It's beer, but it's 15% alcohol.
Jesus.
The like beer is?
Hard pass, yeah. Ugh. Hard
limoncello is pass. Not very good either. Oh, and they have a lime one too.
Yeah, they're really pushing the, there's Queen of the Mist.
I feel like those are like those frozen things that you can get at the games. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I feel like that's maybe what that is.
Something happened wrong here. They've got the Queen of the Mist. Barrel aged goes with blackberries and raspberries and strawberries at 6.5% alcohol. Something went wrong.
I would actually try that.
That should be way higher. Yeah.
There it is. Mr. 40 Burgers.
Oh, okay. Mr. 40 Burgers. Look how happy they are to be working at Martin House. Arnold Palmer alert. Half iced tea, half lemonade. Yeah, they did slow down. I mean, the summer's over, so they didn't push anything else out.
We have one of those in the fridge.
I'm sure it's all aging. But they're pushing the pickle thing. Apparently on September 21st at 12 p.m. at the brewery, they're going to have... They've hauled out pickles, put the wiener in there, and then put the corn dog on it.
So it's would eat that.
Well, be
I mean,
there
not a hot
Monday.
Dog. I wouldn't eat an actual hot dog, but...
Why wouldn't you eat an actual hot dog?
Ew. You know what's in a hot dog?
You know what's in bacon?
Yeah.
Pork fat.
Hot dog is different. What was that spicy pickle beer that was just there?
It's the same. It's that beer with spice in it. The pickle beer with spicy in it.
I mean...
This one says Bloody Mary pickle beer. That's not the spicy one.
Bloody Mary pickle beer would probably be really good.
Gross.
I mean, I say that, but then I tasted
I guess
the,
I know what we're getting next week.
I tasted the Michelada one and it was
Look, there it is,
great.
Yeah. The Bloody Mary pickle beer cans have arrived.
Is that coming up?
We're having the launch party Monday, September 21st at the brewery starting at noon.
Okay, well, if anybody can get one of those.
Why would they do that on September 21st Monday? Is that a holiday?
I don't know. It should be.
I like just want one. Not even a sip.
What kind of a party is that? Whoop, here you go. You can dream of. We are not open for on-premise consumption yet. Thanks a lot, Governor Dickhead.
Does it say
so
that?
So we will entertain you while you wait in line and grab a couple of four packs to go. This beautiful beer is going to be distributed throughout Texas over the next couple of weeks, so get your favorite beer. All right, there you go, Kaylin. They'll have it at $2. You just got to go sooner than later.
The one down the road? Yeah. I don't think that...
You can't go 2 weeks later and be like, hey...
When I went and looked for that Michelada one, they said that they weren't getting a bunch in there.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks. You went 2 weeks after it was released.
No, but the guy said, we haven't gotten any of the new beers.
Those guys do not know left from right. I'm not even kidding. They don't.
They work there.
They don't know anything about those craft beers.
I'll just go to the brewery.
Good luck.
Or go to that Jill Mart.
I didn't say I said just. So like you.
I'm not going to Martin House. You have to beat me with a stick before I go in that place. Not really. I've been in there before. When they did their cookies and cream.
Yeah, we took Connor in there.
It was stupid. I was so excited because I thought the cookies were going to be homemade. It was like a Chips Ahoy. Yeah.
That's just funny. They should have partnered with some baker.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
That would have been better.
Or Spirals in Fort Worth or something.
That would have been way
they
better.
They could have, yeah.
Way better. No, these fools are like, here's a chip. You could tell we just got it out of the
There's like a Nestle place downtown. They could have done that.
Y'all are nuts.
Gone to the Mrs. Barrett outlet.
Hey, these are about to go out of date. You better
eat. Here's some Otis Spunkmeyer muffins.
You better
enjoy. We cut them in small slices, so it kind of looks like a cookie. Enjoy.
This will be the first year that I'm not buying that cookies and cream crap either.
It's so good.
Then you buy it. You drink it. Here's what happens. Caitlin buys the beer. It sits there and doesn't.
And then I never drink it. It
just takes up space.
Because I come home and I'm like, I don't want to drink something that heavy. So I just end up drinking wine because I can drink way more of it.
That's a lie.
You don't know.
I know everything about alcohol.
Wine is supposed to be served in 6 ounces and I drink it in like a full glass.
Exactly. Drink beer. What is Martin House Earth? Get out of my life. Anyways, done with that business. Y'all wanted to bring Martin House up for an hour.
You're welcome.
You were the one that said Martin House segment. Okay?
When are they coming out with a Funko Pop for Martin House?
You want to see me start a bonfire? Oh, send them an angry letter and burn. I'll become Karen so fast. I need to go in Martin House and just be a Karen.
Are you going to get a Karen mask for Halloween?
I just pictured you with one of those like stacked haircuts.
How fun would that be?
Oh, like the typical Karen haircut.
Is there really a Karen mask?
Yes, on Etsy. God,
that's scariest.
Is it really?
Yes. That's the Halloween thing this year.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's horrific, dude. Wait. Like I am terrified of this.
Okay, that's like a zombie Karen, though.
No, that's real. real. Ah. How would you like to be named Karen with all this going on?
We have one that works for us.
Oh, does she hate her life right now?
I try not to bring it up.
Just ask her. Just blindside her.
I just call her by her last name.
You're just talking about something. You're like, man, this girl the other day was being such a Karen. And you just stare at her.
It's like, hey, Mrs. Smith, how's it going?
Terrible. Ah, dang it.
Hate any black people lately?
Hate everybody. Oh my God, that's terrible. Whole thing's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Is there a bad name for a guy that's a bad person? Is it like Mr. Smith or something?
No, it is...
Job.
Think it's Chad or something.
Chad.
It's like a frat boy name, if that makes sense.
Frat boy name? That doesn't make sense. Ken. Well, that says Ken.
But that's dumb.
The male... Richard. This says Richard.
Richard. Because it means the D word, okay?
Did you really just say D word?
I did.
Way to censor yourself.
When you find out that there's a subreddit called, look at the name of the sub.
F you, Karen. Yeah.
Jesus. I love it.
Some of the stories, though, that come out that are like, this Karen did this, it's so ridiculous. Like, I can't believe that people act that way in the world. And I know some of it has to be staged, but some of it isn't. And I'm like, what is you are, something's wrong with you.
Yes, it is. There's a lot wrong with you. I just don't understand how people don't know they're going to be filmed. And then there are some that'll look at the camera and they're like,
yeah,
keep filming. I'm going to sue you. It's like,
yeah,
come on, lady.
One lady like, got mad at the Sprouts people because they refused to serve her check her out because she wouldn't wear a mask. So she brought back a, what is that called when they are suing someone and you bring them papers? She like came back and tried to serve the girl, and they're like, she's not here, she's not coming out. And then she tried to serve that lady, and it was ridiculous.
Did she start doing a routine?
All because she didn't want to wear a mask.
Did they get served?
Yes.
You just got served. Yes. Gabrielle Union came out.
Anti-Karen measures activated.
Were you talking about the dentist, Karen? Is that what you're talking about?
No, this lady at a Sprouts.
Yeah, there was one of the dentists. They wouldn't see her.
Yes, I saw that one. Yeah, and she's like, I need to take your temperature. And she says something about...
that's illegal.
That's illegal. You can't take my temperature and you're working in my mouth, not in my nose. Like, what an... idiot. Like, they're so irrational.
It is. It's all weird.
So funny.
It's weird to me, like, just the thought process. Like, if I go somewhere and they're like, hey, you can't, like, someone was rude to me today and I was just like, bye, and left.
Yeah, like, just leave. Like,
bye.
These people, they're minimum wage employees most of the time.
And they've been given an impossible task.
Yeah, and like, why are you just gonna F up their day like that? Like, what does that get you? Do you feel better about yourself? Like, what exactly is your thought process behind that? Because they can't change the rules. Like, ask for a manager at least.
Like, I worked,
even then, they can't change the rules.
I worked at a movie theater, and I cannot fathom, begin to understand, like, what I would do if they said, hey, make sure everybody's wearing a mask, gave me all these rules. I'd be like, oh, my God.
I mean, I bartended and waited tables for many years, and I cannot even imagine what those people are going through these days. A girl that I worked with actually posted today something about, if you go to eat during the pandemic, just follow the rules and don't give people a hard time. And like, those people are there just trying to make it. That's it. They're just trying to make it. They're not there to, like, I don't know. The whole thing is crazy to me, how you can just treat somebody that way.
Treat yourself.
I get being frustrated and having a bad day or whatever, but why be so hateful to someone?
No,
makes no sense.
There's no reason for it. It's crazy. People calm down.
It doesn't fix the situation. No. Did it help you in any way? No.
Burn off some steam.
Go hit a punching bag. Go run a mile.
You should sell Karen punching bags.
For real. Those would sell out.
I am really interested in Rhodey's opinion on this beer, as I rudely cut Kaylin off for her Karen rant.
I don't say bad things. I wish we would have drank this one first, because it kick you out of like this. I get the coffee, but at first it's almost spicy.
No spice.
What? It's a coffee IPA.
There's no spice in this. You're a liar. Michael's gonna out Cicerone you.
Because you have the.
You also didn't
the
take
the fruity floral, like IPA, but then you also have the coffee because you have that, and then you get that bitter in it, like it. At the very beginning, it's like, oh, that's spice. That's jalapeno.
Okay, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't get coffee at all.
Like, it's at the end.
Oh, no.
You're at the end.
I get it. Now I get it. Like, there's after no it's... spicy. I get the coffee now.
There's lots of coffee. There's no
spice. I get that bitter. The coffee came way after, though.
Way after.
Like I said, I wish that I would have... had this first, because I feel like my palate's wrecked at this point.
Yeah, I don't
but know. that's kind of what I get right now.
It tastes really good with wine.
I don't have an extra one to send home to you.
And if
I what mean, beer if, is this?
Wizards and Gargoyles.
Oh, the yeah, he showed me the box art.
It's my
on
beautiful,
this
beautiful beer. It tastes to me so the spiciness. It's a little burn to it. The hop,
and seeing as how I am a certified Cicerone, level one. My opinion matters more. Take that, Michael Harper.
This was canned on 7/31, so it's not
nice.
Barely a month old. I guess that's close to 2 months old. But it's Wizard. As Rhodey said, it's Wizard and Gargoyles. It is brewed by Stone. It's a collaboration with Modern Times.
Which has just come into Texas.
Interesting.
We've had a couple. Oklahoma got it before Texas, and I brought a couple back.
Well... those guys. Hate them.
I mean, it's not bad. But it's definitely different. I saw the Dadgum coffee IPA, and I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Yep. I wanted to go. So I came close for you going to get the mug. I was like, I'll give Rhodey this mug. But
that is an awesome mug.
I did not go. Because I can't have any more glasses or dishes.
Me too.
I'm like, oh.
Last mug we went out and saw it was the brunch money.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that mug. And then I don't use it because I don't drink coffee. So it just sits there. Oh, no.
Ooh, Parrish. Yep. That's the people's that makes the ghost machine.
It's so good, Parrish Brewing. Yeah, I think I like this. I like it a lot. And so I saw it. It's hazy coffee IPA. I was like, that's going to be terrible. And then I bought it because of the artwork. So, well, I bought it because, one, Stone is amazing. Stone Brewing. Love it. We love most of the stuff they do. But second, I bought it because of the artwork. It looks like an old school Nintendo game.
Castlevania.
Almost. Yeah, it made me want to cry. I was like, ah, nostalgia touching me. So I grabbed it all up. I was like, yeah. And then I went home and I was, my expectations.
Like Anna Nicole Smith or? Karen,
y'all are crazy.
I was laughing because Rhodey made a face.
I know he did.
I want to make that a drop.
That's what she said.
Nostalgia touching me.
Nostalgia touching my. Touching my feed me tattoo. Get off my tattoo, ho. But. It was. Oh, I was like. And then when I was like, oh, it's going to be terrible. And I poured, I was like, this isn't bad. The good news is it has as much caffeine as an espresso, so no sleep for you, Rhodey.
I'm glad I saved you for last. And then I have to be at the 4:30. Really?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, I was like, holy crap.
Or is it? Ha! How fucked up would that be? To combine something that's a depressant and accelerant at the same time?
It's a pretty smart idea, I guess. Let's make a new sports drink and, you know, put some
Four Loko.
In it. Yeah, Four Loko sports drink. Come on. Oh, no, we did have that Powerade with alcohol in it. Who gave us that, Chris? What was that crap? It was gross.
Remember.
You do not remember that?
I thought it was a Four Loko.
No. It was, oh my gosh, what was that thing called?
Toilet water.
Yeah, I wish that was what it was called. Man, I cannot remember. We had it on the show. It was blue, and it was in the same resealable bottles. Everything. It was horrific. Horrific. I can't remember who made it, though. That makes me sad. Drink it. Get it. Body armor. Yeah, I can't.
Alcohol edition.
It is. Ah, there it is. Smirnoff Ice Electric, Barry.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's,
didn't see?
Yeah, that was so gross.
Told you. We had that on
the
show.
It was like drinking syrup.
I don't remember if Chris brought it or if Art sent it to us. That seems like something Art would do. Ah, you guys, here you go.
What a dickhole.
When he gave us, when he brought the, what did he bring, the Four Loko?
Ugh. When he made us eat the small pumpkins?
Yep, no thanks. Which we did find out we're doing a pumpkin show next month. Hello.
They do have a couple of pumpkin berries at that place that I just went to.
We're not drinking any over 10% crap, and I will not pass out.
That's my goal this year.
No, sir. Yeah, we're going to get a...
Yeah, can we not do it at like 10 in the morning like we did that one year?
Dirk's coming on. Yeah, that was a fun thing too.
Okay, it's time to go night-night.
Maybe I should reach out to we should like bring Justin back and do this whole... Get Scott. Scott's a craft beer guy now.
That's true. I hope he loves pumpkin.
Let's do it.
He seems like a pumpkin spice guy.
I think Scott and Dirk would get along fine. We could have a way overdone show, house party. Someone will have Corona. We'll pass that around too.
Ooh.
We'll just combo it. Everything like combo whatever party. Oh,
like a Travis Scott combo?
Is that the McDonald's thing, right?
Yep.
What is in that?
Nothing. It's fries, a drink, and his hamburger has bacon on it. That's
well, I saw an article today that said it was more popular than McDonald's would thought it was gonna be and they sold out.
Mm.
But I didn't even care. So I was hoping you would tell me what they sold out of.
I don't know how you sell out of bacon.
Yeah.
Because literally it was
I mean, people are probably buying it because it's Travis Scott.
I mean, literally it was like, hey, here's my hamburger. It's a burger with ketchup, mustard, pickles, onions, and bacon. Also get fries, but I dip them in barbecue sauce and a Sprite.
See? Fox News. McDonald's Travis Scott partnership popularity is leading to the ingredient shortages across the world.
Oh, across the world? Really?
Country.
Fuck out of here.
Look, he's eating McDonald's on his Ferrari. Dipping his, look, got the french fries on his fucking Ferrari.
I mean, it would match the paint.
You're such a cool dude. God.
Never be I want some fries.
I'll never be as cool as Travis Scott, and that's upsetting to me. It's upsetting to me.
I hope you got to keep that action figure.
But it does something because, so every time that commercial comes on during the NBA games,
mm-hmm.
Connor stops what he's doing and watches it.
Is that the one that at the very end, it does that creepy ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
That's all of their commercials.
Yeah, that is pretty much all of them.
I don't know whose voice that is, but it is super creepy.
Is it Rip Torn or is it the other guy?
It is Rip Torn. The other guy
died.
Yeah, he passed away.
Okay, well.
We don't say death on here, apparently, Rhodey. We say passed away.
It's very creepy.
He's no longer on this plane.
Because it's just like a...
Do you believe in planes?
Yeah, he jumped out without a parachute. That's what happens.
No.
Wait, what?
What?
I don't know if we're going to start having to talk about the astral plane and whatnot, Rhodey. We're about to get super spiritual if you understand the planes.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. I know
about.
You don't.
I can't wait to get super emotional on this podcast.
We're not getting emotional. You brought up planes. Like, I'm kind of like, whoa, I did not hear that coming. Me and Rhodey are going to have a talk. The astral plane, the physical plane, spiritual plane.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
Like astrology?
No.
Microplane?
This is death stuff. Yep.
Nope. I know nothing about it because death terrifies me.
Does it?
Literally, it's my worst fear.
The astral plane, called the astral realm or the astral world, is a plane of existence populated by classical, medieval, oriental, and historic
esoteric philosophy.
Yes, thank you. Esoteric philosophies and mystery religion. Anyways, it's very Hindu. Very Hindu.
Very Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which is based off of Hindu religions. Oh, boy. Yeah, I do know a little bit there, here and there about some outside religions. I studied religion for a while. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Travis Scott. Let's go back to celebrity worship. I think my favorite...
Speaking of which...
Wait, yeah, I was about to say. I'm going to let you drop it because we didn't even bring it up.
What?
Bring it up, Rhodey.
Several celebrities are now protesting.
No, I thought we were going to talk about Captain America releasing his wings.
Oh, that too.
His what? his junk.
Peen.
Yeah.
His peen.
His ween and his peen and his penis.
Did you search that picture out, Caitlin?
Why would I want to see a penis?
Pull it up.
They're not attractive.
Pull it up.
This is not something that I would just be like, oh, dang it. Captain America released his penis. Let me go check this out. No. No woman wants to see a penis. I'm sorry.
No lie. There's a lot of women that want to see
penis. I hope he had a haircut recently.
No. Ew.
So Chris Evans, Captain America.
I can't believe, how do you accidentally do this?
It's one of my favorite guys. He is one of my favorite dudes. He's a good dude. Released his penis on accident.
How, though?
I don't know. Jamie Lee Curtis, though, had one of the best responses.
What did they say?
It was like, she was like, hey, Captain America. I was like, God damn.
Okay, so did you think he was a good dude, though, as well, before he was Captain America?
Always. So
when he was like...
So I first saw Chris Evans in guy? Not Another Teen Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Before Fantastic Four.
He was
Four.
In that movie?
Yeah. And he wore the whipped cream bikini in that movie, and it was hilarious. And then I saw him in Fantastic Four, and he was fine as Johnny. He was the perfect Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
I like those Fantastic Four
I think
Four
he
movies.
Did really good, yeah.
So you're not gonna get me with that one.
Yeah, I don't understand how do you... I mean, no, yes I do, because you talked about it, and you said that it was like in the Instagram story or whatever that new TikTok version of Instagram thing is.
Yep.
And I can understand accidentally, like, it's in your pocket, it does that, but like, who you sending dick pics to?
Everybody. I mean, he's single. He's been playing the field forever.
I mean, how old is he?
Like, why wouldn't you do that?
34?
Okay, that's acceptable.
34 years old.
But still, like...
Dude, Jamie Lee Curtis has a boner for this guy. In 2019, she tweeted to him, Jesus, brains, brawn, beauty, plus balls. You, proud to pretend to be your mom in a movie. That was for promotion. I wish I could find 2 days ago my...
When he showed his dick?
Man, watch your language.
Oh, sorry.
How is that bad language?
He is 39. Man?
That's what it's called. I mean, it's a vagina.
Or are we gonna...
As well.
A vagina.
That's not a bad word.
Did he put it in the background, the whisper song?
There he is, as my beautiful whipped cream bikini.
Okay, so now seeing that picture, I remember... I don't think I ever saw that movie, but I remember seeing him.
So, after that tweet... Jamie Lee Curtis said, my boy, proud of him, got my attention with an exclamation point.
Oh, super creepy.
That's
like, damn, dude. Also, you would not hang out with Jamie Lee Curtis if you had the chance, Rhodey?
Now?
She's...
Would
I'm
you?
I'm just not going to respond to that. What's the last movie she was in? I'm trying to think. Or the last time we saw her.
Probably Halloween?
Yeah, I guess.
That latest Halloween, yeah.
She rocks the silver hair all right. It's not terrible.
I mean, I don't think I've ever really found her very attractive.
The new girl?
Yeah, she was fine there. And
she was the mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a problem, like, so when I hit that age, I remember True Lies and stuff like that. I have a problem with being stuck in that mind frame. Like, I remember this. Oh, yeah, I remember all this stuff because that was one of those movies that I was allowed to watch. I was like, oh, hey, there she is dancing in her underwear with
when
Arnold,
she was
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What, younger? I
young,
guess?
Yeah, it was like 15 years ago, oh, 20 years ago.
Oh, no, it was like 30 years ago.
She, we're old. We are
old. I
don't
think I've ever seen the movie.
But yeah, no, he, that's hilarious, though. I wish all the Avengers people responded to him. But I was laughing because just who cares? It's another one of those things. I just don't care.
It's
even
just,
girls, guys, whoever.
It's not even that big of a deal.
Nope. It's like, oh, Chris Evans has a, me too. I have one too. I don't know about you, Rhodey.
Is it as immaculately manicured, though?
I don't know.
I mean, it could be.
That's,
go to the.
That's what Scott said. He wasn't hunting it down. I was like, I'm not Googling that.
Ooh, do you think he has a soul patch?
His response to it was pretty funny, though. All he did was tweet, now that I have your attention, go vote. It's like, good for you, man. Good for you. And there's somebody doing the crying thing. What, it is penis, I guess. I don't know.
You know, on the subject of voting, I got a text message today that said,
go vote.
Hello, Sarah. Will you be voting for Joe Biden this year? Being that I'm not Sarah, I sent them a GIF of Trump. And then she said, thank you for the information. Who will you be voting for? I was like, what?
Okay, robot.
What the hell? Robot. For one, I'm not Sarah. For two, that's none of your dang business. For three, I'm not even registered to vote. So, bye.
But now that we're off Chris Evans' junk, let's celebrity protest on Instagram. They refused to post because they didn't like what Facebook has to say or something.
What?
Celebrities don't like the message that Facebook is delivering, so they decided to stop posting on Instagram to see if they could hurt Instagram's money, which they will. One day of all the celebrities not posting would actually hurt them a little bit. But they want Facebook and Instagram to do their message. It's just it's political crap. Political crap.
What is the message that they don't like?
Everything. I mean, if it doesn't... Celebrities are very, I don't even know. Like, what would you say, Rhodey? Their message. What is their message? Like, they all lean towards Democrats, but then when you read their actual values, you're like, you don't even understand that the new Democrats are not even left-leaning. They're like, it's weird. Like, the new Democrats are not the same as they were 10 years ago, in my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. Could really get deep on this. Really wanting Rhodey to cut me off and say something.
No, you got this.
No, I don't know enough about any of that to comment.
Yeah, celebrities boycott Instagram to protest Facebook inaction on hateful, misleading content.
Does Facebook own Instagram?
Yes. Kim Kardashian West, Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, and other celebrities are taking part in a 24-hour Instagram freeze on Wednesday to protest what they say is parent company Facebook's failure to tackle violent and hateful content on election misinformation. Blah, blah, blah. I can't sit by and stay silent while these platforms continue to allow the spreading of hate, propaganda, and misinformation.
Okay, but like...
Facebook declined to comment, but pointed to recent announcements about what it's doing to limit the reach on its platform.
What's the difference in commercials on TV?
Ashton
posting
Kutcher.
All of those, not posting, but like airing all of those commercials against each other, you know?
It's exactly right. It's all
that's
stupid.
The exact same. Like, are they going to protest TV now? Like, well, I'm going to stop watching.
Yep. And the movement also singled out for criticism Facebook's handling of online material ahead of the shootings in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said the company made a mistake in not removing sooner a page belonging to a militia group that called for armed citizens to enter the town. It only took the page down after an armed teenager killed two people after violent protests sparked by the shooting of Jacob Blake. Would, you know, Jacob Blake. It's an unfortunate event. All that shit's unfortunate. Just celebrities. Huh. Celebrities.
I didn't know about any of that.
Yep. Got a little deep there. But, hey, I don't know. I just don't like that they try to wave their power flag around. And I'm like, do you even know what's going on? Like, here's me personally. Like, if I was living in a mansion making millions and millions of dollars, And I had somebody running my Twitter, Instagram, like, no, this, I hope this isn't offensive, but if I was going to do that, Rhody would be my guy. I'd pay him $100,000 a year to run my phone for me. Cause you're my best friend. Be like, hey, Rhody, run my phone.
Answer all of my calls.
That's terrifying.
That's what I would do. Just because I want you to get paid and not have to do anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah. I would be like, hey, here's $100,000 a year. Run my phone. Oh, you didn't respond. I don't care. Go sit in the hot tub. Let's hang out. Let's live in the mansion. We're going to live in the compound. Finally.
Run it like the Wendy's account.
But I'm like, how are we supposed to believe that, yes, Kim Kardashian studies the issues and know exactly what's going on? How am I supposed to believe
okay,
that?
But like at the same time, it kind of sucks that our world puts so much on what Kim Kardashian freaking thinks. Like, who cares? Why is she such an important person?
She has a TV show that got canceled.
So?
It'll be back.
So she's allowed to make your political decisions for you because she had a TV show because her sister did a sex tape?
Too much talk.
I mean, what?
Too much real talk.
Sorry to get real with you, but like, what?
Oh, God. Yes.
You can delete that if you want, but...
No. It is simple, like celebrities, period. Like, even a smart guy, like I like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't feel like he has enough time to work on the issues. I'm like, dude, you've got stuff going on. Like, if I get 10 messages in a day, I feel like I don't have enough time to answer them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting 50,000 DMs a day? I'm like, how are you sitting down reading the news, reading the research, picking a candidate? You're not. You're worried.
No.
Can you imagine being an actor like Leonardo DiCaprio? How many scripts do you think he gets, man? Like, I know he has people screening what he does, but there is no way that Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the what I consider one of the better celebrities, smarter celebrities, because he's all about the earth and, you know, going green. I can't imagine that dude has 24 hours to sit down and just study what's going on with the earth. I just don't think he does.
And it's just kind of sad to me that people weigh their entire opinion on what some actor or actress believes. Like, what? Like, why? I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, you're...
I don't get that whole mindset of somebody that...
Okay.
You
so,
don't know.
Nope.
I'm just going to agree with them.
I'm going to make this very simple for you. You know the people that watch TikToks and like them because they're 20 seconds long?
Yeah.
They're the same people that read a headline. The exact same people. They don't have time to read the article because they like that 20-second thing. This is true. They like that 20-second hit. They read the headline that says whatever it says, and they go with it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I do the same thing. I watch TikToks all the time because it's mind-numbing and whatever. I also will read a title of an article and be like, oh, well, that sucks.
That's it.
Whatever happened.
That's
and
it.
Think that that's the entire story.
That's it.
But I also am not going to go vote for somebody because I think that that's the end all be all. I know that I don't know enough about it, so I'm not doing it.
But the issue is that people think
because they can read the title of an article that, oh, that's the word. Like,
if you read 30 headlines, you would think that you know.
And yeah, that's what I know.
No.
And
it's
sad that people live that way.
That's...
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah, then why?
It's sad.
Then why are you acting like... Why did you say you don't understand it? Because that's what it is. It's the snap, 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 snap that we're living right now. The fast food. We need our fast food. We need our fast news. We need our fast video clips.
I mean, it's the fast-paced life that everybody wants to live and not actually...
Like, I think we're approaching... We're going to approach a world where you don't even need the news article. You just need a headline. Like a Rhody picture.
One sentence.
Just a headline. Like, wait, where's the story? There's no story. It's just a headline. Huh? Lakers win championship. That's it. Nothing else. No stats. Nothing. Lakers win championship. What do you think of that, Rhody?
Sounds about right.
Zeke has tattoo. Nothing else to it. What? Let me investigate. You can't. Drop it like it's hot. Lakers win championship.
Yep.
Now that's... I've always thought that that's kind of where we're leaning towards, but it is what it is. We think, Rhody. You nervous over there? You shaking?
Always.
Well, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with saying that we believe in instant gratification right now. I I like instant gratification. I don't like pre-orders, and you know, GameStop's been shoving that down my throat for 20 years. Hey, you want to pre-order this? No, I want it right now. I don't like any of the pre-orders. I got 14 pops on pre-order right now, and I can't have them right now. It makes me mad. I'm upset about it. You know, instant gratification. When I pre-ordered my cell phone, I looked up the tracking every day. Why isn't it shipping early? So, I don't know.
Why is it stuck in Wichita?
Son of a bitch.
Update.
F5 for... Yeah, it's F5. F5 for refresh.
I don't think I looked up the tracking on mine once.
Yeah, look at that. F5 refresh, Rody. Just F5. PF5.
Ooh, very nice.
PF5.
What does P mean?
Press. Come on, PF5, Caitlin. Wait, what? Press.
Just press F5 is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, PF5. That's how you press it.
That's what Lisa says every time we have sex.
Do you actually need to press the P button?
No.
You're just abbreviating P.
So when you're typing something, you're like, hey, how many times did you PF5 that? It's like, oh, I pressed it 50 times, okay?
I would not even understand what you're meaning.
I'm not expecting you to. Not a lot of people know keyboard shortcuts.
Okay, you know that scene in The Office where he's like, FMB, come over here, or whatever he says, and they're like, what do you mean? It's faster. We don't have time. That whole scene?
Nope, never heard of it.
And then Pam is like, it would just be faster if you said it because you wouldn't have to explain it.
But I wasn't explaining it to you. I was explaining it to our audience. So
they don't understand either.
I don't want them to.
PF5.
A lot of people know what PF5 is.
Just PF5.
If you're trying to order something, PF5. PF5.
Hit F5 over and over.
And just wait. And then, bam, it's available. And I jump on it and order it as fast as I can. And then I win. That's how I go.
Yep.
PF5.
Learn something new every day.
I've lost out on a lot of things recently, so I'm getting mad.
Well, you need to buy a bot.
Maybe you need to PF5 faster.
I do, Rody, but the problem is I would get 30 Kobe jerseys and wouldn't sell any of them.
No, he literally wouldn't.
They would show up. I'd be like, that's my favorite one.
We'd have one hanging in every room of the freaking house.
Oh, dude, I was so mad today. I went to buy a LeBron jersey. I know. Rip on me. I don't give a shit. Rip on me. I don't care. But so it was up there, and I was like, yeah, I can't pay $120 for it. But so apparently they're re-releasing old jerseys. They had an old Shaq jersey. They had an old Raptors Vince Carter jersey. And it looked just like it did when we were kids.
With the cartoon raptor on it?
Yes. It looked just like it did when we were kids. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I would look. This dude came in. He was like, yeah, that. And he pulled it down and put it on. And I was like, bro, that's perfect. And I think he bought it. I was like, dude, that looks badass. I was like, oh, that's the old Vince Carter. And it just was like, oh man, I wish I had the... I just can't wear a jersey, though. It's like, I'll wear it during the game, and that's it. What?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What?
When would you wear a Vince Carter jersey, though? Like, he doesn't play, so when would you wear it?
I didn't say I was going to buy that. It was some of the James jersey. I would never buy a Vince Carter.
Oh, so you would wear,
jersey.
Like, an old LeBron James jersey when he's playing with a different team?
I went to buy Lakers LeBron James jersey.
I get that.
They didn't have an old LeBron James jersey. What are you talking about? Where did the old LeBron jersey come in at?
Because you said old Vince Carter and all the old player jerseys.
Yeah, they had a ton of them. It wasn't just Vince Carter. They had a whole bunch of them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I was like, oh, my God. And it just reminded me of mine and Rhodey's childhood. And I was like, oh, man. They had a ton of them.
That's a pretty cool jersey, though.
Old Vince Carter, old Shaq, old David Robinson, old few more. They had the old Grizzlies.
I don't think I've ever seen that Raptors jersey. That's pretty cool.
Like Vancouver with a crazy, not the pinstriping. What is it? Seams.
Yeah. That one. I was like, oh, God. Yep. I was like, it'd be so cool to have like a Sharif Abdurrahim jersey.
What would you call that? I don't know what that would be called.
I just remember, when the Raptors and the Grizzlies came out, it was before. I can remember when it happened. That's so weird to me.
Like when they were created? Like yeah. It was a new team?
Yep.
So what was it before, or was it just a completely
brand new.
Completely
new. Vancouver Grizzlies and the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, because they're from Canada.
But it was just cool. They had a bunch of them, too. Like I said, it was crazy. Loved it. Loved it. It's like, I love old school.
That is pretty cool.
Old school makes me crazy.
But Vancouver didn't draw enough, so now they're the Memphis Grizzlies.
Because that draws, right?
Yep. But the Raptors are the Raptors still Vancouver?
Yep.
No, or, I mean the Toronto Raptors?
Yeah. And there's a ton of Grizzlies. I don't know if you know this, in Nashville and Memphis.
Yep. So, all right, we're going to cut this. We're cutting it right now. We're done. Lots of them.
Okay, bye.